I see lecture after lecture after lecture, everyone talking about chemicals and detoxing, and they're all missing that they should have also some emphasis on the fact that people go home and skin tox every single day.
Welcome to Vibration Rising Radio. Conscious money, health, and spirituality. Podcasting from the jungles of Costa Rica with your hosts, Adi Shakti and Carlos Duran.
Hi, this is Carlos Duran, co-host of Vibration Rising Radio. I wanted to let you know that I have a book coming out, The Karma of Rape, Healing from Sexual Abuse Through Spiritual Lenses. You can get on our early reader list and sign up for free updates and workshops at thekarmaofrape.com. I look forward to hearing more from you. May God bless you and Goddess protect you.
Hi, this is Adi Shakti, your co-host on Vibration Rising Radio. I wanted to invite you personally to join us for one of our yoga teacher trainings here in the southern Caribbean coast of Costa Rica. You can learn more by visiting our website at www.passionyogaschool.com. Thank you so much and have a happy day.
Podcasting live from the lush jungles of Costa Rica, this is Vibration Rising Radio with your host,
Adi Shakti,
and Carlos Duran. Adi, who do we have on today's show?
Today we have Linda Lizotte. She's a registered dietitian and has been a practicing nutritionist for over 15 years. Linda has successfully treated thousands of clients with a wide range of health issues. She is the founder of the number one nutraceutical company in the country, in the United States. Realizing that what we rub on our skin does matter because we are what we absorb, she saw the need for anti-aging skin products that don't just say they are natural, but actually are natural. She now has developed a line of personal skincare products. Her products contain no synthetic chemicals and are derived from all natural plant sources, making them unique to the beautyceutical industry. At AMG Naturally Incorporated, they believe that you are what you absorb. Why not get healthy, stay healthy, and age more gracefully? Welcome, Linda.
How you doing, Linda?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here with us today.
Wonderful. We are so excited about this today. I had the joy of connecting with your company at the Yoga Journal Conference in Miami here a few weeks ago, and I've just been so excited to get you on the phone and learn more about what it is that you guys are up to. And so I'm curious, Linda, how did this all start for you? How did you uncover your passion? When did you decide to start your own company? Just kind of walk us through your story and how you got to where you are now.
Great. I was running a vitamin company. I ran that for many years. I helped design those formulas. And I got very intrigued by how fast things can get absorbed through your skin. And I looked at like a magnesium gel and look at, hormone patches and look at nicotine patches, and they all work and they work fast. And I thought, wouldn't it be neat if we could also deliver vitamins and amino acids and antioxidants through the skin and get the body healthier, not just from inside out, but also from outside in. So that was the beginning. And then I was also turning 50. So I was looking for ways to age more gracefully. That's what AMG stands for. So that led me to really start studying what was already out there. And I read books like Not Just a Pretty Face, The Ugly Side of the Beauty Industry by Stacey Malkin. And those are real eye-openers to find out that products that are trying to be anti-aging are actually aging us faster because they contain synthetic chemicals to do things like preserve them, make them not separate in a bottle, make them sit on the shelf longer, make them stay the same color, stay the same smell. So they're trying to do so many things that the chemical industry or the chemists don't know how to do other than using the chemicals that they were taught to use. So I thought there's got to be a better way to do this. And I started really delving into research on ingredients and plants. And I believe that plants can provide just about everything we need for health and beauty. And that's what led to me really researching ingredients and reading other companies' ingredients and teaching other people how to read ingredients so that we can all try to age more gracefully as naturally as possible.
Wonderful. Thank you for sharing that, Linda. And I know that one of our, and you probably know this as well, but one of our intentions here with Vibration Rising Radio is really empowering our listeners to find alternative healing therapies. And so as you're talking about, you know, natural products and, you know, this idea of absorbing from the inside, absorbing from the outside, one of the words that you use that I'm really fascinated by and had not come across before is this concept of nutraceutical. So I'm wondering if you could talk about what is nutraceutical and how does this play a role in what it is that you offer?
Yeah, nutraceutical is a term for more of like a supplement or a vitamin or something that you're putting into your mouth, like as far as vitamins and minerals, antioxidants, etc. So I consider myself to be, you know, experienced in the nutraceutical industry. When it comes to topical usage of these same types of things, the term that's used for that is cosmeceutical. So I basically went from the nutraceutical industry to the cosmeceutical industry. And there's a lot of cosmetics out there that are not focused on putting nutrition into that bottle. They're just concerned about trying to get a certain effect. Let's say it's wrinkles. And I have the term, just because something works doesn't mean it's the best way to do it. So I've actually came up with my own word for this industry and for what I'm doing, and I like better the word beautyceuticals.
Linda, let me ask you, as an insider in the industry, could you tell us a little bit about the ugly side of beauty?
Yes. The more you learn, the more you realize that many other countries, that started with the European Union, then Japan, they've had scientists and chemists really researching how commonly used cosmetic ingredients, let's just pick out like methylparaben or diethyl hexyl phthalate. They thought, you know, that people were starting to get concerned. They found parabens commonly in breast tissue.
Now, just to clarify for our listeners, these are all cancer-causing agents that you're talking about, correct?
They are, and typically the ones I'm talking about right now would be more used as preservatives, and they are carcinogenic. They're causing problems like infertility, birth defects, and strangely more in boys than girls. They're changing our hormones. They'll have a similar effect on animals, and that's why I believe in using plant ingredients. And when I use plant ingredients, I don't have to work. I don't need animal testing because I know the plant ingredients are 100% safe and that they always will be. So that's a great question.
Linda, do you feel that women, not to be, you know, gender exclusive, but, you know, obviously the majority of cosmetics are bought by women. Do you feel that women can vote their conscience with their dollars through the beauty supplies that they use to engage and the ones that they choose not to engage?
Yeah, absolutely. I always say your dollar is your vote, and I love what you guys are doing with your radio station because you're, like you said, empowering, but you can only empower through education and knowledge, and that's why I read as many books I can get into my hands. I go into the medical library and read research all the time because that's where I think I'm getting valid information rather than just searching the internet. Half the information is good and half the information is bad. And you know, I don't think it's easy to decipher that unless you've actually already read 10 research studies that tells me that information is wrong. So, you know, I also have e-newsletters, and those are designed to teach my audience to read the label ingredients because they're difficult. They're more difficult than food labels. I've been teaching that for years, and I was so much more concerned about what people were putting in their mouth. And I really switched my emphasis to what people are putting on their skin because like you said, Carlos, yes, many more women are using cosmetics and just putting all kinds of different things on their skin. Pregnant women are doing it. You know, young women are doing it. And 85 women are doing it and have been doing it for 50 years. You know, so that's why this is super important. And I go to a lot of integrative medical conferences as well as conferences like the Yoga Journal, where we found out about you and where you found out about me. And I see lecture after lecture after lecture, everyone talking about chemicals and detoxing. And they're all missing that they should have also some emphasis on the fact that people go home and skin tox every single day.
Skin tox. Is that a term that you've coined, or is that something that's used within your industry?
It's a term that I coined, and I have not heard anyone else use it.
Skin tox. Linda, let me ask you, as you moved out of the lab and into the field, you know, or out of the nutraceutical world and into the beautyceutical world, it took you into the Amazon, didn't it?
Yes.
Could you tell us about your plant research in the Amazon and how you apply that to your products?
Absolutely. I looked at a lot of Amazonian plants, and I became extremely excited about two of them. And one is the moringa plant, moringa tree, moringa oil that comes from the seeds of the moringa tree. And then
we love moringa here.
Say it again.
We love moringa.
Oh, you love moringa? Awesome.
Yeah, we're mad for moringa here. Absolutely.
Awesome. You know, it's not popular yet in the U.S., and I think that's great for me because I think that 5 years from now, people will say, you know, Linda Lizotte was the first one to put moringa into her anti-aging cosmetics. So, and then the leaf of the moringa tree is fascinating, and I found out there in the medical library that it contains plant cytokinins, and particularly a flavonoid called zeaxanthin, which is anti-aging to the plant. And I found out that it's also anti-aging to humans. And I can't imagine why we're not onto this research yet here. And so that excites me. So I'm the first one to take the moringa leaf, which is loaded with, has more vitamin C than an orange, has more vitamin E than soy, it has more potassium than a banana. It's just absolutely loaded with nutrition, and it's the only plant that I know of. As a dietitian, you don't expect to find protein in a leaf, but it has amino acids, you know, peptides, vitamins, antioxidants, and minerals all in one, which is very unusual. So it is the most nutrient-dense plant that I know of. And then, so to put that in my products with the moringa oil, which is already amazing because it's anti-inflammatory and antibacterial and loaded with vitamin E and other antioxidants naturally. And then moringa is very high in oleic acid, so it makes it similar to olive oil, but it has so many more vitamins than olive oil. It's so much sexier than olive oil. And then you take the Sacha Inchi plant from the Peruvian rainforest, and that's the highest omega-3 fatty acid plant that we know of. And we put the two together, and they're just miraculous together.
Wow. Congratulations.
Yeah, that's incredible, Linda. I just want to ask you, and we like to talk to all of our guests about this, but just how your spirituality, how your spiritual life and how that piece of yourself is related to your work.
Yeah, that's a good point. I actually like to pray about my products as I'm designing them, especially before the chemist does her, you know, final touches to make sure that we have everything in the right proportions and that the natural preservative system that we're using, that we're going to have the exact right amount, and that when I mix, you know, she mixes the Sacha Inchi oil with the moringa oil to make our magical elixir oil, which is my favorite product, that everything is going to be just right, that her energy is going to be right, the people putting it into the big stainless steel vats are going to have the right energy, be in the right mood, and put a lot of love into the formulas, because as They say that about cooking. We put a lot of love into the cooking. The food tastes so much better. If you put love into water, the water is healthier for you. And so I believe in that concept. So that's something that I've done from day one, and it seems to be working.
Absolutely. And this, we are what we absorb. Can you talk a little bit more about that? What does that mean for you energetically, spiritually? I mean, on the physical level with the skincare products, of course, we can see that. But I'm wondering if you can draw some parallels for us and what else that could symbolize in your life.
Yeah, skin is the largest organ. And, you know, spiritually, we take things in through emotions and we meditate and then, you know, when you look for the physical body, again, we're so thinking about, you know, maybe our hair and then maybe taking vitamins and eating food through our mouth. And then you've got this largest organ, which, again, seems to be very ignored. And it does so many more things than just coat the body. It has oscillators that communicate with the outside world that actually pertain to circadian rhythms. So there's a communication from the outside world spiritually to our bloodstream and our organs through the skin, and how fascinating and complicated the design of the skin is. So I love learning more about this organ that was probably the one that I had studied the least over the last years in all of my reading and studying and college and all of that. So I think that it's really important to think about really the quality of the water you're using on your skin and your hair and what shampoo you use. And that's, you know, your scalp has pores and conditioner and anything else you put in your hair, that your brain is right there. I think we need to be more conscientious of what we're doing from the outside. And like what I just said, skin toxin. People are so concerned about doing detox workshops. Those are really big here in the States. And, you know, they take these shakes to get their liver really healthy. You know, by the time they're finished, their cholesterol is lower, they've lost some weight, their liver's functioning better. But like I said, you've got to worry about the skin. I always say the skin does not have its own liver. So what we absorb, because everything we put onto our skin, I always say the good and the bad, which means the antioxidants and the chemicals, are getting absorbed right into the bloodstream. No chance to detoxify them. And they're going to go off to the organs and other places and probably do more damage than toxins that you put in through your mouth. I think that's fascinating to think about.
Yeah, I have another question for you. So we're talking a lot about how the chemicals in traditional skincare can negatively affect our own bodies. But another thing that I know that you're passionate about, Linda, is how traditional sunscreen actually negatively impacts the environment outside of us as well, what it does in the oceans and those sorts of things. So can you just educate us a little bit and our listeners on the impact of traditional sunscreen on our environment and why it's important to use natural skincare?
And Linda, if you could add at the tail of that any information you have that correlates the increased use of sunscreen with the increased cases of skin cancer.
Yeah, absolutely. I have a book in front of me called Sunscreen's Biohazard, Treat as Hazardous Waste. It's written by a female PhD. And my last, because of this and all the other reading I'm doing, my last two newsletters were designated to, you know, sunscreen or skin cancer. You know, so we'll go into that more in a minute. So what we've realized is the authorities have absolutely stepped up the message to all of us that we need to use SPFs and sunscreens and sun protectors on a daily basis, whether the sun's out or not, whether it's winter or summer. And so as a result of that, you're seeing a lot more chemical SPFs being added to the cosmetics or the makeup that women use every day. And all the statistics are showing that as much as people have listened to that message and have taken that message seriously, because people are super afraid of melanoma, which is the most deadly form of skin cancer. But interestingly, skin cancer continues to rise despite all of our increased efforts at increasing our usage of SPFs, chemical-based. So there are mineral sunscreens. There's zinc oxide and titanium dioxide. The worst thing about them is they are super white and thick when they go on the skin, so it's not attractive and it doesn't feel good. It doesn't look good. So chemists have figured out ways to nano them, which means make the particles so small that then they kind of go on more clear. And the smaller the particles, the deeper they go inside. And we really don't want titanium dioxide in our DNA. It's definitely disruptive. It's talked about a lot in this book. She talks about it as if it's almost worse than the other chemicals. The other chemicals are ones that are approved by the our FDA, and they're really bad. So that a lot of that information is in those last newsletters. There's avobenzene and sinoxate and so many other chemicals. I've got lots of things written up on that. It's all up on my website, www.amgnaturally.com website. And so this is a concern to me. And I, because of it, I said there's got to be a better way to do this. So I jumped back into the forest, let's say, and said, come on, how are these plants protecting themselves from the sun? They're constantly exposed to sun, hour after hour after hour, day after day. And as much as I had found the anti-aging plant hormones that they produce, I also found out that many awesome plants produce their own SPFs. And so I kind of call them sun plant factors, because the term SPF, sun protection factor, is definitely an FDA-regulated, controlled term. So
yeah, it's also an oxymoron.
Yeah, I hear you. I totally relate to that. So, yes, as you say, that my next newsletter is going to be more towards protecting the coral reefs and the oceans, and I think that's another area where we need to increase education, because...
Now, Linda, let me interrupt you for a second.
Sure.
Because... right now, what's in my mind, if I'm listening to you, right, if I were not me, if I were someone else, I would think to myself, oh, sure, conflict of interest, of course. You know, she's got the alternative, so the mainstream must be the bad guy, right? Because that's the only way you could position your product. So let me ask you something. As far as price goes, how price competitive are you with the commercial SPFs?
Yeah, but we really didn't even get into the fact that I created that formula I just mentioned. I took about seven different plants that create a nice high amount of SPF themselves, and then added beta-carotene, vitamin C, vitamin E, and hyaluronic acid, which is the best water retention moisturizing compound out there that's actually in the skin already. So I call this product Nature's Sun Secret for obvious reason, because I looked at the secrets that plants have for protecting themselves from the sun. So I also call it Sun Defense. It helps you. You should be able to produce vitamin D, and that's a whole nother issue with the increased use of sunblocks. When I go to these medical
chemicals, any chemical on the skin, right, Linda? I mean, whether it's a chemical soap or a chemical body scrub, or a chemical sun protector, it peels off your ability to absorb and process vitamin D, correct?
Yes. And we think that that might be the number one issue for that could explain the increase in skin cancer, because we know that vitamin D is one of the most protective vitamins, which is technically a hormone produced in the human body, and it is extremely protective against all types of cancer, not to mention obesity and a million other things. So this could be a key player. So I think that I'm onto something really new, and I can't believe that in the year 2015 this hasn't been done yet. So my sun formula has a patent pending it's patent pending right now, so I'm waiting to get that. So, so if you can, again, just because something works doesn't mean it's the best way to do it. So if we can slather a bunch of oils on our skin that go on nice and looks like a beautiful moisturizer and makes your skin glow, and you're confident that it will protect you from getting sunburned, which is really our biggest concern, correct?
Right.
And can do all that, but also you're producing vitamin D. Don't you just have a home run?
Absolutely.
Yes.
And I'm looking here, Linda, at the price points for your products, and they're really they seem to me pretty competitive. I mean, I've spent some money in my life on products on skincare products, and they're priced fairly. I see the one that you were talking about, the Nature's Sun Secret, on your website for $16. So that's really,
I know.
So you're getting something that's healthy for you. Mm-hmm. You're voting with your dollars for something that's actually progressive for the planet, mm-hmm. and you're getting a higher quality product.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
that's a great trifecta that you've built for yourself. Thank you.
That formula is worth $50, but I don't think that's fair, and I think people are going to have to use the many bottles a year. So I think, and it will last a long time, and I do have to compete with other sunscreens only because people aren't educated.
Right. And Linda, you were before Carlos interrupted you, he does that sometimes. You were just starting to talk about the reef and the ocean and the impact that traditional sunscreen has on the reefs. And I'm curious to hear a little bit more about that. I know you said you have a newsletter coming out soon about it, but maybe you could just give us some insight into the impact that it has on our reefs.
Yeah. Basically, plankton are dying. Coral reef can die within 96 hours after exposure to multiple chemical SPFs in a matter of time. And then, you have to think about multiplying, one person going in the water times 1,000 people going in the water. Each sunscreen has up to maybe 10 different chemicals in it. So 10 chemicals times 1,000 people times 1,000 days a year, we're putting a lot of chemicals into the ocean. So when the plankton die, we're jeopardizing the, vital to life source of food and oxygen. Fish are becoming what they call intersexed. Some stop spawning, so we're going to have less fish, and we're going to have very unhealthy fish. And then who eats the fish? The larger the whales and the sharks and the dolphins eat these fish too. So, like I said, the titanium dioxide nanoparticles, they cross our cell membranes. They disrupt our cell division. They create fetal DNA deletions and issues. So sunscreens are being found in lakes, rivers, oceans. They're finding them in fish and birds and sea life. They're finding them in 97% of Americans' blood. And they're finding them in mother's milk, exposing babies during, very crucial early years. And it's kind of scary to think that 97% of us have sunscreens in our blood when we think we're just rubbing them on our skin, and we think that that's just sitting on our skin, and we think that it's just coming off when we go swimming, and they think when we put it back on, we're just putting it on our skin. But clearly there's a lot of them are getting absorbed into the bloodstream. And like you said, Carlos, then we have to worry about cancer.
Right. Right, because we're looking at a mass absorption of metals into the human body and into the ocean, and a lot of it is coming from the application and the hype of the sunscreen industry.
Yes, and I hate to say this, but you have to wonder if the companies that make these ingredients are, which have more money than all of us put together, that you have to wonder if, that there's a little push to use more of their ingredients.
Oh, I don't wonder about it at all. I mean, I don't even have to get – I already know what Addy's thinking. Here he goes. But I'm not even going to go that fast or that hard. It's real. It's financial science. It's very difficult to argue against, real science. And the real science is that there's five huge transnational corporations in the world: Dow, Syngenta, DuPont, Monsanto, And they control the pharmaceutical industry, they control the agrochemical industry, and they control the petrochemical industry. So, of course, they're behind Roundup, which is another one of the agents that's putting mercury into the water. They're behind the mercury amalgam fillings in human teeth, and they're behind the titanium that goes into the sunscreen.
Thank you, Carlos. So what we're going to do then is focus on the solutions. And so I'm wondering, Linda, if you can tell our listeners where they can buy your products, either online or are you available in retail stores?
And where they can sign up for that awesome newsletter that you offer.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. Yeah, I'd like more people reading it because I'm really dedicated to the education. So, good question. They can go on Amazon.com and just put in AMG Naturally. They can purchase it there. They cannot find it presently in any retail stores, probably at the moment. And then they can go to my website, AMGNaturally.com, and they can purchase it there.
What are your goals this year for 2016 coming up for the company? Where do you see yourself heading this year?
Yeah, that's a good idea. I see myself in getting into Whole Foods and some stores where the clientele is already educated. They're looking for natural solutions for their health problems. They're looking for healthy food, et cetera. And I see these products being sold in lots more OBGYN offices and dermatologists, so I would like to triple my sales next year. And I think that the reason that OBGYNs and holistic doctors and nutritionally oriented practitioners, nutritionists, et cetera, should be recommending these is because it's the only way to stop their customers from or patients from going home and skin toxing, which undoes a lot of the hard work that they've done with their patients. So, because their patients are going to just do what they're doing already by habit. They're used to going to Sephora. They're used to going to Bath and Body Works. They're used to going to Clinique. And the only thing that's going to stop that is for them to get so educated that they really learn how to read their labels and they are able to find products like AMG that they really should be using exclusively on a daily basis. And I think for a doctor to sell it, number one, the patient already trusts the doctor's information. And number two, it takes the guesswork out of the products that they're purchasing out there in the real world, which takes a lot of time to go through a whole aisle and read 50 products and every single ingredient. That could take hours.
Yeah.
So one of the things that we're saying is from a health perspective is that women in general, and even if you're a single dad and you're using any kind of body products at home, you need to become educated on the labels. You need to become educated on what these ingredients really are and what they really do. And then the other thing you said was very interesting. From a business side, use trusted sources to refer your product or service to new clients.
Yes, and one of the things I'm seeing these days is that, and you guys are very familiar with it, but it's very easy to get the buyer to perceive that you're natural because, this person, Eddie, was the one that made your formula for you, and it was made right here in front of you. But when you read the ingredients, you don't realize that it already had a base of preservatives in there before they threw in some more creams and oils. And so you go home with something that you think is so fresh, and you're assuming fresh is natural, and then you're assuming the rest of the ingredients are good. But when you boil it down and you become your own detective, which you have to do these days, you realize that every time you use that product, you're putting 10 preservatives onto your skin that have been banned in other countries.
Wow. Linda, thank you so much. Linda, it's been an amazing and super insightful interview. I think Adi and I would love to have you back on in the future to continue exploring the education and the solutions to this chemical attack that's being brought on to us today. Linda, before you go, I always pop a little surprise question at the end. I guess it won't be too much of a surprise anymore after a while, but what two books and two movies that you would recommend?
Okay. It's really bad with names of movies. But there was a Kellogg's movie made many years ago, and it had to do with a clinic that was basically helping people get their gut healthy, and I wish I could know the name of it. That's a super important movie that just kind of like made you realize that there were doctors trying to be holistic back in like the 1900s and doing a pretty darn good job. And I think it was the Kellogg family. Which one?
The Road to Wellville.
Yeah, that's a good recommendation. And then I guess the book about like what's the one about eating at McDonald's and how they had the
fast food nation.
Yeah, fast food. What's it called? Fast Food America.
Fast Food Nation.
Fast Food Nation. Yeah, that's a good one. And then I mentioned not just A Pretty Face. I would also recommend we talked about sunscreen, Biohazard. Then my other one would be Healthy Beauty. That's a super good book. And then just if you were just looking at something from like a vitamin standpoint, I would have to say The Carnosine Miracle by my good friend Robert Crayon. And then he also wrote Nutrition Made Simple is a really good one for just beginning education on nutrition and food and supplements. It's written a long time ago, but every single word in there is still true to this day, which shows you that sometimes you're way ahead of your time.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Linda. For those of you at home that would like more information on the AMG products, you can visit amgnaturally.com. I'd like to thank you, Linda, and all of our listeners for their continued commitment in raising their own personal vibration. I'm Adi Shakti.
And I'm Carlos Duran.
And this is Vibration Rising Radio.
Thank you.